Adventures, a podcast from a guy named Kenny.
Yo, Ty and Tara Jean here. Question, were you on 96.9 Jack FM with our old buddy Kenny today?
Have a listen to his podcast and find out.
Hey, thank you so much for checking out jackfm.com. Calls of the Day podcast. You simply are the best. All right, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about grounding your kids. Do you stick to it? Or are you like me and you just give up halfway through? But today was all about getting a tattoo and a whole bunch more. Have a listen. Enjoy. Jack FM. Hey, Bob, we got to talk about the weather here real quick.
I cannot believe it. Kenny, it's almost as beautiful as you are, I'm telling you.
Do you believe the fact that coming up this weekend is daylight savings time already?
No, I can't believe it. It's too fast.
I still am confused. So it's spring forward, which means we lose an hour, right?
Right.
Okay. I have to remember that. I'm going to write it on my hand and keep it there all week.
Yeah, spring forward, fall back.
I still mess that up. My entire life, I've always messed that up. Phil, what's up?
Oh, not much. I just got off work early. They're going to go home, mow the lawn.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, really?
Yeah, it's a perfect day for it, so why not?
No, you can't mow the lawn because then when you mow the lawn, I feel guilty. It makes me think I should mow my lawn, and I don't want to feel that way.
I know my neighbor and I have a deal. He says, I won't mow mine if you don't mow yours, but the neighbor beside me already mowed it, so it's on, I guess.
Gary, a drive truck here.
What's going on, Gary?
Not too much. Nice, beautiful day.
Oh, man. It's awesome.
It is definitely awesome.
So, hey, Gary, truck driver, right?
Yep, that's right.
I hate to be a buzzkill, but should we talk a little bit about gas prices?
It was only 49 cents a gallon when I started driving in 73.
Well, headline that we have the highest gas prices in North America right now, that's kind of a bummer, right? As a matter of fact, I shouldn't even have brought this topic up. It's such a buzzkill.
Oh, man, that's a great day. Enjoying the sun, you know what I mean? What's the question of the day?
We're going to talk a little bit about trade deadline day in the NHL. And so last night, my wife and my kids, we got into this big discussion. If you worked your entire life, okay, to get to make it to the NHL, and you get signed to the NHL, would you tattoo the team that signed you's logo on your body, even though you might get traded someday?
Absolutely not tattoo anything on your body.
Now, why is that?
Man, the first time you get charged with anything, they got your number.
No. That'd be like you putting a girl's name on. Same thing. What happens when you get traded or dumped?
But then you always remember, hey, man, this was when I was brought to the
NHL.
You
don't think you remember who you played for the first time?
Yeah, you got a good point.
Yeah. You remember your first time, don't you?
Ah, well played.
Have a nice day, Kenny.
Jack FM.
You have to get your logo on the hockey team tattooed on you if you're playing. I have it tattooed on me, and I'm not signed on their team.
Oh, so you have a Canuck tattoo.
Yeah, the Canuck tattoo, the V on the back, but it also helps that my name starts with a V, so.
Like, that's the thing. If you got traded, say you're playing on the Canucks, you got that tattoo, you get traded to the Boston Bruins. I mean, I think the rest of the team would understand, right? Like, that was the team that drafted you.
That's part of the job. You're going to get hassled no matter what. You have to get the tattoo. You have to get the tattoo. You're signed on as a contract. You have to get the tattoo.
You're adamant about getting the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You're part of the team. It's in your blood. Got to stay in your blood.
What's your name?
It's Vicky.
Vicky, you rock.
Have a good one.
Jack FM.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know, right? Because everybody goes, well, no, I mean, you might get traded, but you got to think about it. You made the NHL.
I don't think I would, because I don't have to. I can't do needles. I'm scared of needles.
It has nothing to do with putting a logo that could change.
No, the needle.
Hey, how you doing, Kenny?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Kay. I would not get a tattoo, man. There are fans dumb enough to get a tattoo. I don't need to get a tattoo.
Hey, I'm going to put this out there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have a tattoo on my leg of the Detroit Tigers logo. I am that guy.
Well, that's precisely the reason the players should not get a tattoo. I mean, if I played for a team, I would not get a tattoo.
Jack FM.
Trudy. Kenny, how you doing?
I'm good. Trudy, what's up?
I want to comment about getting the team logo tattooed.
Yeah, we were talking about this, so let's pretend you get drafted to an NHL team. Would you tattoo the logo on your body?
I think that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
How come?
One caller had said it's like getting a name tattooed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lot of not a lot of tattoos, but I do have tattoos. And I have my daughter's name tattooed to me, but I would never get a team. Like, Like, my boyfriend, he doesn't have any tattoos, and he's the biggest Red Wings fan. And he's trying to convince me to get a Red Wings tattooed on me. I'm like, why, dude? Why? Why do I want the Red Wings tattooed to me?
Okay, Will's got an opinion. What do you got?
Well, here's the deal. Mark Recchi won 3 Stanley Cups with 3 different teams, right?
Yeah.
And he actually got a tattoo of each of the team's logos that he won the Stanley Cup with. So that's like saying you're part of the team for sure. So you get drafted, absolutely, you have the tattoo. There's a story that goes along with it, absolutely.
Now imagine getting signed, you place a cup of coffee, and you get sent back down to the minors. Do you still get the tattoo?
You just put an X in front of it. Say, I almost made it.
I think you get that tattoo and you show everybody. Hey, look at everybody. I was in the NHL. You have to respect that, right?
Jack FM.
Just going to say about your tattooing there.
Yeah, all day we've been talking about tattooing team logos on your body. If you made the NHL or just for being a fan.
I believe it's actually illegal to put trademarked artwork on your body unless you have permission from the owners.
Don't tell the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. Between you and me.
Okay.
All right.
That's a perfect way to wrap up our discussion today.
There you go.
And that's a wrap. Make sure to check out Kenny Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on 96.9 Jack FM.